good frigid morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Coffee, scarves, you know, whatever can keep you warm this morning. -7 as I left the house.
No. You can't survive in this. It's just terrible. I had a big debate with my wonderful Roselle about what was worse, too hot or too cold. She goes for the cold. I go for the hot.
Well, we're all in the cold today, and we would be in the cold and in the silence if we don't support the radio station.
Well, David, I'm glad you brought it up, and I know that people may think that we just say it too much, but we can't say it enough. We can say it enough that when anybody turns on this radio, it's there because you do something to help. And that's what makes us a community. It really is a group effort. And if you just go to WAMC.org and put something in, we were 2 weeks basically away from the fund drive. We can easily, if everybody does something, go into this more than halfway in the drive. That would be fabulous. So everybody just go to WAMC.org and put something in or call the station and say you want to make a contribution. Whatever you can do, do it now.
And as WAMC allows multiple voices to speak, we're in a discussion now about free speech as Charlie Hebdo released the new edition of its irreverent and often offensive newspaper, defiantly putting a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad on the cover. 3 million copies were printed of the latest issue.
And they're going to print 2 million more because those all got scooped up. And that is a remarkable testimonial to the importance of free speech. But then comes the question, David, as to whether or not, whether each of us in our own minds think it's a good idea to provoke. I know the New York Times won't do it. The New York Times will, of course, editorially defend the importance of freedom of speech. But there is something to be said about being sensitive about what other people are feeling. You know, as a person of the Jewish faith, I don't want anybody printing anti-Semitic cartoons about Jews. And I know Catholics feel the same way. So I think that one has to balance here. The importance of free speech is huge, and that's what this is all about, and that's why there's worldwide condemnation of these killings, and properly so. On the other hand, there is sensitivity.
Some extra sensitivity to the Southern Tier, it looks like, Alan, as that area of New York State may get a casino after all. The state board charged with picking locations for upstate casinos voted yesterday to reopen in the bidding process.
Well, you know, the governor says that he was going to let the siting group do the siting. And now, because there's political unhappiness in the Southern Tier, because some people are very angry about the governor's position on fracking and other things, the governor says, you know, why not give them a casino down there? And all of a sudden, it is the governor who's making the decision, even though it has to be ratified by his group, his board. Look, he's the governor, and he has to figure out what's good for the whole state, and that seems to be where it is right now.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok. Stay warm.
Oh, boy.